Good morning. Welcome you all to worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Jinu Chun. I'm the lead pastor at this wonderful community of faith. We welcome you all and thank you for joining us in worshiping God together. You know, when we have an in-person service, you know, we wear the name tags. You know, one of the main reasons is that, you know, of course, we remind each other of our names. At the same time, most importantly, when newcomers or visitors come in, and then it's one of the ways we try to help them not to feel isolated. You know, as they can call each other by name, and also new visitors can know our names. So, in that context, as we have this online service under the circumstance, we'd like to introduce the names of our worship leaders. So, during the month of March, we tried various ways. You know, we'll try various ways, but during the month of March, I introduce the names here. So today, the Holy Communion, Nancy Fonald, and Creative Visual Arts with the Flowers, and Thelma Shaman, and Opening Prayer and Scripture Reading, Lee Osborne, and Media Technology, Wayne and Susan Lasante, and Music, Jenny Zook, and James Gutierrez, and a message for all ages, Carmen Log. Thank you very much, all the worship leaders here, to make this worship possible. We want to experience God's power this morning. As we acknowledge God and God's power and love, Lord, may let us experience the freedom that only can come from the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Let us worship God together.
Guidelines for Living in Christ speak powerfully to me in this prayer by Cesar Chavez, who gave his life to help others. Show me the suffering of the most miserable, so I will know my people's plight. Free me to pray for others, for you are present in every person. Help me to take responsibility for my own life, so I can be free at last. Grant me courage to serve others, for in service there is true life. Give me honesty and patience so I can work with other workers. Bring forth song and celebration so that the Spirit will be alive among us. Let the Spirit flourish and grow so we will never tire of the struggle. Let us remember those who have died for justice, for they have given us life. Help us love even those who hate us, so we can change the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let us arise in spirit and or in body. What can wash away our sins? What can heal our brokenness? What can give us the freedom? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. UMC hymnal, the navy blue book, the page 362. Nothing but the blood. Let us sing it out together.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Carmen Logue, or Miss Carmen, and this is the fifth Sunday of Lent, and also Pretzel Sunday. Now, why would people eat pretzels during Lent? Well, Lent is a time of fasting and repentance, or turning to God for love and forgiveness. And in the early days, the fasting was that many Christians would go without rich foods like meats and cheeses, eggs, and they would spend more time in prayer. And so they wanted to make a bread that represented a prayer position. So if we use our imaginations and think maybe what that conversation was, let's think about that. Hey, let's make a bread that looks like a prayer position. Okay, how about like this? Nah, too pointy. Okay, how about like this? Nah, that would be like two breads. Then, you know, it'd be kind of, it wouldn't be really one that's connected. How about this? That's a good one. That's connected. It's kind of round. And that's how, maybe, they came up with the pretzel. Now, St. Matthew's has had a tradition for a long time of making pretzels. I don't know exactly how long. Maybe somebody else does. And what would happen is lots of people would make the dough. They'd bring it in on Sunday morning. And then during Sunday school, all the classes would come up to the kitchen, roll out the dough into long snakes, and make pretzel shapes. And then we'd bake them, and we'd get to eat them at coffee hour. And the whole church would smell like pretzels. It was great. But one of my favorite things was that the shapes would always be kind of interesting. Like sometimes it would look like a real pretzel shape, and sometimes it would look more like maybe legs kicking. I don't know. But they were always delicious. So a couple weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, Mr. Hart, Dave Hart, emailed me and said, I can't imagine another year without Pretzel Sunday. And so he and I decided and worked with a lot of other people to have another Pretzel Sunday, although a little different this year. So if you're watching and you made pretzels this week, raise your hand. We had a lot of different people making pretzels in their houses and hopefully eating them too. And we have pretzels downstairs for people to come and pick up this afternoon. So we're going to have a new kind of Pretzel Sunday where people can drive through. And there'll be a couple of families here to drop pretzels into your car, into your back seat. So I hope you can join us for that. So let's say a pretzel prayer. So put your hands into the pretzel position, into the prayer position, and let's pray. Dear God, bless the pretzels that we're going to eat this afternoon. And help us remember Lent. Also help us to pray all year round, because so many people need our prayers. Wrap us in your loving arms. Amen.
Today's scripture is from James 1, 12 through 18. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love God. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does God tempt anyone. But each of you is tempted when you are dragged away, enticed by your own evil desire. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is well grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all God created.
Amen. After 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus Christ won over temptations with the power of God's word. And last Sunday, we learned two principles of how to win over temptations from the Bible, James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. The first principle is, face the fact. Know that you'll be tempted. Don't try to deny the fact. You cannot be exempted. Even Jesus was tempted. He He never gave in, though. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says, Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, yet he sinned not. It's not a sin to be tempted. It is a sin to give into temptation. To win over temptations, first, God wants you to face the fact and admit the fact that you will be tempted. And second, does it ring a bell? Okay, good. Be prepared. Face the fact and be prepared. As you face the fact that you are tempted, you need and want to be prepared for temptations. Then question is how? How can you be prepared for temptation? Temptation is a process. It's not just a one-time act. Today's scripture reading from James outlines the four steps of the temptation process. Desire, deception, action, which is sin, and death. Desire. Figure out your weak spots. Most of desires are natural, but any desires out of control becomes destructive. Temptation starts with a desire. Then desire turns into deception. Deception. Don't deceive yourself by saying, I can control. Go back to first point, first principle. Admit that you are tempted. Deception turns to sinful action if you keep denying the fact you are tempted and keep deceiving yourself saying, I can control, while you keep on nibbling. Desire, deception, and simple action. What began in your mind results in an action. The battle starts with your thoughts. Then it moves from your thoughts into actions. Then the simple action leads to death. No vitality. You have no vitality in your life. Jesus says that you are free to choose any way. James says that you are free to choose any way you want to live. Yes, you are free to make choices, but you are not free to choose the consequences of the choices. How have you dealt with various temptations through the week? Today we are going to learn two more principles from the Bible. The third principle is related to the second one. You are free to make choices, but you are not free to choose the consequences of the choices. So the Bible tells us, think about the consequences that you will have to take. This is the third principle of how to win over temptations. Be responsible. Be responsible. We often try to ignore the consequences of our desires, the decisions, when standing before temptations. Accept responsibility. Don't blame other people for your decisions. We love to blame others, even God, don't we? The Bible says, verse 13, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. God does not tempt. But we blame God and others for our wrong decisions very easily. After making harmful decisions, some people say, it must be God's will or God won't have let it happen. Don't make your bad decisions and then blame them on God. I have a sticker on one of my guitar cases say, stop using my name to justify your bad decisions, - from God. Stop using my name to justify your bad decisions from God. Be responsible. The fact is that I am the one who brings most of my problems onto my life. Verse 14, each of you is tempted when you are dragged away and enticed. By what? By your own evil desire. You bring them on yourself. If I'm ever going to break those bad habits that I want to get rid of, I am the one who has to be responsible. Think about the consequences of your choice first before you make the final decision. Be responsible. To win over temptations, first, face the facts. Second, be prepared. And third, be responsible. And be refocused. Be refocused. This is the principle of replacement. The key to overcoming temptation. The key to overcoming temptation is not to fight temptation, but refocus your thoughts. Change your attention. Turn your attention on something else. Shift your thoughts. Change your mind. Refocus. Instead of looking at what you are being tempted, but look somewhere else. Why? Because the more you fight a feeling, the more it grabs you. So the Bible says, refocus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, sisters and brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Think about such things. Focus your mind on the goodness of God. Don't focus on what you don't want, but focus on what you want. Turn your attention. Be refocused. Get your eyes on the goodness of God. Stop fighting it. Rather, focus. Refocus. Don't focus on what you don't want, but focus on what God wants to choose. When you refocus, it may mean physically removing yourself from situations. When I learned this English expression, I said a big amen. If you don't want to get stung, get away from the bees. When I was in the first seminary, I was about, I think, 19, 20. And we had this seminar, and this retired pastor, well-seasoned and experienced pastor, was a speaker. And we were talking about temptations. And after all these years, I still remember what he said. You will get into situations that you will have your parishioners, possibly one-on-one. Sometimes, you may get tempted to have inappropriate relationships for whatever reason. Or she or he may get tempted to have an inappropriate relationship with you too. So first, try not to be in the closed space, one-on-one. But when you get tempted, when you sense that temptation, then don't try to pray harder, he said. You may get tempted, to let us pray, and you start praying harder. No, just run away. This well-seasoned and experienced pastor told all these newbie seminarians, when you get tempted, run away. Run away. Don't even try pray harder at that right there. Run away. Yes, you may need to physically remove yourself from the situation. Maybe you need to change the channel on the TV. Maybe you need to walk out of that movie. Maybe you need to turn off the computer. Maybe you need to open the blackout curtains. You name it. You may need to make physical changes. And so far, we talked about our parts. But the single most important principle in breaking bad habits and getting control over your life is to let God have control of it. Invite God into your life so God can start changing your character. You don't have enough power in your own willpower. You need some supernatural power come from God. You need Jesus Christ in your life. Ask God in. Ask Jesus Christ to empower you to do what you need to do to make changes. You will not be able to say no to those temptations until you first learn to say yes to God. You need God's power. You need God's power in your life. Get God's word in your mind and refocus. And refocus. And refocus. That's a starting point. Then you will have more power to say no to temptation than just your own power. Ask Christ come into your life and give you the power. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God is faithful. Did you hear me? God is faithful. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, God will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it. What a great promise. What a great promise. You say it was too strong of a temptation. I just couldn't help myself. God says that's not true. You are just depending on yourself instead of depending on God. God says, I'll make a way out if you trust me. The fact is, there is hope and you can change if you want and if you let Christ change you from inside out. There is a way out if you trust in Him. What is it that you want in your life so badly that you are willing to compromise in order to get it? Confess it to God. The time to deal with temptation is right now. Right now. The very beginning of today's scripture reading says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive what? Receive the crown of life. That vitality, the tree, like the tree planted along the bank of the river. Fresh. That vitality. You will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love God. God promised the crown of life. Do you want to keep nibbling the temptations and bring yourself into life with no vitality, no life, death? Or do you want to hold on to God's promises and win the victory in Jesus Christ and the crown of life? To win over temptation, God's word tells us to live out the four principles. Face the facts, be prepared, be responsible, and be refocused. God wants to set you free. God does. Free from all your burdens, the burdens of destructive temptations. God wanted to set you free from the slavery of sins. So God sent God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And He died on the cross to forgive all our sins, to heal all our brokenness, to set us free from all those burdens. Now, it is our turn to take our parts. Let us trust in the power of God's Word. Let us read and meditate on God's Word day and night. And let us walk with Jesus Christ by imitating Him. Let us experience the freedom Jesus Christ granted through His ultimate sacrifice on the cross. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'll be buried, I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. My beloved siblings in Christ, let us enjoy the freedom. We don't have to be slaves of their sins any longer. Jesus Christ showed us that love, and God's power to set us free on the cross. We can be free with God's help, with God's power. Amen. Amen. Let us enjoy the freedom. Let us sing it out. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Together. It's the faith we sing. The Black Book, page 2194. 2194. If you need the United Methodist, the hymnals, three different kinds, navy blue, black, and green, you know, but you haven't checked them out yet, then please come by the church in the entrance area, hospitality area. We have those hymns already, so please come and check them out. Let us sing it out, Oh Freedom. Lord be with you. When I say, the Lord be with you, you can say, and also with you. The Lord be with you. Yes, the Lord is with us. I love the pretzel. You know, it's been a big temptation through the whole week this week. Because upstairs here, downstairs there, whenever I came to church and with my office, I had to pass by those baskets. And each day, I found more pretzels and more pretzels. So I use those principles to resist the temptation. It's for sharing. And as Carmen shared the story, it's a shave of the alms or the prayer. I wish I had a longer arms, always. As we get reminded and pray with this posture, I'd like to invite you to feel God's hug for you. I've given God a lot of nicknames. For example, like a holy dumpster. So you dump your worries, all your challenges. At times you talk to your pastor, and I call myself a little trash can. So I take them in, and people are worried about, you know, I may get bottled up. Don't worry, I have a holy dumpster, humongous dumpster. So I dump on them, on God. Hey, God, here we go. Another batch. And also I've given God another nickname, the Holy Huggy Bear. Holy Huggy Bear gives you a hug. Especially during this pandemic, how many of us miss those touch? I'm talking about healthy touch. The warm and gentle touch. One of the beautiful things that has happened during this pandemic is the opportunity we could realize how much intimate we are connected to one another, right? My breath can impact you, your health, and yours to me. But sadly, some of us have not realized that yet and still divide ourselves with all different reasons, especially skin colors and misconception, misunderstanding, superiority, supremacy. But God is telling us, every single one of you is my love. I give my hug. I give you my hug. As we gather around this table this morning, let us remember we are loved. And at the same time, Jesus Christ wants us to love one another as well. Especially those who are weak, who are isolated, who are marginalized. God wants us to experience the beauty of being loved and loving. Even with virtually, let us give one another this huge hug. Especially, let us send our authentic loves to those who lost their mothers and sisters in Atlanta, Georgia, last week. Let us send our love to those who have suffered from all different kinds of discriminations this morning. And let us pray to our Almighty, the Holy Huggy Bear, send God's love and hugs all those who need them. Let us celebrate the freedom God has given to us through Jesus Christ. With that freedom, we choose to overcome our prejudices and stereotypes. And make our table big and bigger so that more people can sit around this table no matter what, and experience we are loved and we are to love. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, our Lord, the night before He died on the cross to forgive all our sins, to heal our brokenness, to set us free. While He was having this Passover meal, the feast with His disciples, He took the bread, gave thanks to God, and broke the bread, and shared it with disciples, say, "This is my body. This is my body given for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, He took the cup and gave thanks to God, and blessed the cup and gave it to His disciples. "This is the blood of me, and take and drink. This is the new covenant for the forgiveness for you and for many. Take and drink as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us remember Jesus Christ's grace that He showed on the cross. Let us remember His greatest commandment, love God, love others as yourself. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Now you may share the cup and bread. Say, "This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ given for you." You know, if you're alone in your room at this point, then we are sending our love with a big hug to you. Our worship leaders in the sanctuary, as far as you feel safe, please come forward. Let us celebrate your life in Jesus Christ together. As the people of God, we've experienced God's grace through God's good news and the Holy Communion. Let us respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love, more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. Amen. Let us continue to count all God's blessings. And as the Holy Spirit inspires us, let us share our financial gifts for our ministries, God's ministries in and through us. And you may send a check to church, or you may check the church website, and there are various ways you can participate in this ministry. But again, if you don't feel anything, if you have to drag yourself to offer, make offerings, then please, it's not the time for you. Please continue to pray with me. And God may fill our hearts with a grateful heart so that we may become a cheerful givers whom pleases God. Amen? Great. Thank you. It's a time to pray together. I will share the prayer request that people shared on the chat on YouTube page. And as I share each prayer request, at the end I'll say, this is my prayer. And you may say, this is our prayer. Leslie Brew, I pray for the healing of all wounds, especially those unseen. This is my prayer. Dot Worst, we pray for our country that all hatred can be turned to love. This is my prayer. Susan Evans, prayers of gratitude for a new job starting tomorrow after being employed for 13 months. Thank you to everyone who kept me in your prayers. This is my prayer. Andrea Bonner, pray for my sister Brenda recovering from a nasty leg wound. This is my prayer. Nancy Vaccaro, prayers for my sister-in-law's husband Mike as he receives chemotherapy treatment for a kidney tumor as he awaits the surgery. This is my prayer. Marilyn Roman, please keep Ed in your prayers as he begins treatment for prostate cancer that appears to have spread to his bone. We are blessed to have such excellent medical care so close to home. This is my prayer. Golden Wheaton and all others, our prayers for Ed and Marilyn, hoping for a great outcome. This is my prayer. Nancy Vaccaro, prayers for the AAPI, Asian American Pacific Islander communities, as they face the rising tide of hate crimes, especially the families who have lost loved ones in last week's mass shooting in Atlanta. This is my prayer. Wayne Lastante, pray for those of Asian heritage in our local communities. May they feel some sense of safety and love. This is my prayer. And please continue to pray for our neighbor, Faro, P-A-R-O, and also my friend, Tyler, who is... Actually, I cannot use the word suffered any longer when I talk to him. You know, he testifies that he feels Jesus Christ's presence in his life most closely than ever before. So please continue to keep my friend Tyler in your prayers. And also let us continue to pray for our brother Rob, as Rob and Jane, they are discerning and making decisions during these 2 weeks, you know, last week and this week. Let us hold them up with our prayers. Amen. This is my prayer. Let us take a moment of silence while I'm lighting these candles and we are listening to the bell choir when I survey the wondrous cross. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray for all those who need our prayers. And let us pray for those who are wounded. Let us pray. As we share this prayer request together and pray together. I'd like to invite you to take some time, and you may want to send the cards to the people on our prayer list. It may mean a lot to those, our brothers and sisters, who are going through very hard time with their illness and challenges. So I'd like to invite us, ourselves, to do this card ministry together. If you need the help to access our directory or electric directories, please contact the church office and we'll help you. And thank you for those who sent the cards to Bob. At the time, I didn't share the name, so I suggested to collect the cards here. But as Jane shared the name, you know, Rob, so you may send the cards directly to them as well. But thank you for all those who sent the cards. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements to share with you. First, again, thank you very much for all the worship leaders here. Thank you very much. And thank you for having joined us in the worship service. If it's your first time, or you just visit us, but you would like to develop a relationship with St. Matthews, please send me an email. pastor@st-matthews.org, and you can find the address, email address, on the church website and also this on this YouTube page. So send me an email, and then we start from there. You know, we would like to get connected to you, and you get connected to us, so that we can take this journey together. And after worship service today, we have a virtual coffee hour. You can find the link, the Zoom link, on the church website and also YouTube page. And no password is needed. And Re-entry Task Force has worked hard and still works on it, and with a goal to have an in-person service in the near future. So please check the update on our weekly news each week, please. And thank you very much to all the members of Re-entry Task Force and leaders. And this week will be the last session of a June Lenten Future Reflection on Friday at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And in Christianity, we say, you die and you live. And dying and living, very paradoxical. And do we understand what we talk about? Jesus says, you die, then you live. And Jesus showed it. He died and he was resurrected. And what does it mean to us? So we are going to talk about it this coming Friday at 4 and 7 o'clock. You can find the Zoom links on the church website and also on the weekly news. Please check them out and join us. And today, it's a pretzel Sunday. So we are going to share the pretzels from 12 to 1? 12:30 for 1 hour. So from 12:30 through 1:30 in the church parking lot, please come by and let's share their love and their big hug and prayers too. We are going to have the Palm Parade. Actually, we are going to get together along the the stone walls in front of the church, you know, this Friday and Saturday. And we'll contribute the palms and then the meaning of palms to our neighbors. So please come and join us. You can find the sign up at the sign up center on the church website. And then you can find the more information. Along with the palm parade schedule, we have Easter Holy Week schedules on the weekly news. So pay attention to that, please. And also, we are collecting Easter passing peace videos. So please brief the greetings of peace, signs of peace, and then send that to Connie. If you have any questions, please contact her. And this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we are going to have an interfaith prayer vigil for Asian American Pacific Islander communities at in front of Randall Library in Stowe. So it's in front of a Randall Library in Stowe at 1 o'clock this afternoon, interfaith prayer vigil for AAPI communities. And James?
Yes, if you're hoping to participate in the Hallelujah Chorus on Easter, please just remember to submit your video recording by next Sunday. There'll be another set of a link for how to do all the whole process of recording and getting your sheet music on the newsletter this week. So submit that by this Sunday. Anybody is welcome. Anybody at all. Thanks.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Yeah, I'm practicing hard. I'm not sure about the quality, but it's great. It's a joy, you know, to do it together. My beloved siblings, yes, oh, freedom. Oh, that freedom. Don't you want to be free? I want to be free. It may not happen overnight, but we'll continue to take this journey together as we imitate Jesus Christ. Let us stand on God's promises. Let us meditate on God's word day and night, and God will empower us. And let us experience the power of God's word. Let us stay together and walk together, hold up each other with our prayers, and let us experience all freedom from God. Now go in peace and with assurance, God is our God. God loves you, so do we, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen. Let us bless each other through blessing song together.
Thank you.